Our body is a body of sensation. We can talk to our body, and we can tell our body that it is beautiful, and it is wonderful, and it is glorious, and it just sort of makes us tingle inside as we say that. It makes us feel good inside as we say that. We can feed our bodies the foods that we feel are beneficial to us. We can drink the fluids that are beneficial to us. And we can feel very good about everything in life. But a mother's touch, the nurse's touch, the doctor's touch, the touch of a loved one, sends tingles through us so quickly, so wonderfully, so beautifully, sends wholeness through us, sends a sensation of love through us, that is a blessing that is beyond words. I bought a massager for my feet the other day, and I use it on my feet to massage them and make them feel lovely and good. My feet feel good as it is, but they say that it's always a good idea to massage your feet and make them feel good. You come in from a long walk or a run, and you take off your shoes and your socks, and you take your hands and massage your feet, and your feet feel relaxed and peaceful. And pretty soon, you don't even know that you have feet. They just are there, perfectly doing their beautiful thing, and you're unaware of them. You have massaged them into a peaceful state of bliss, into a state of relaxation. And then I thought, well, hey, the massage, of course, is good all over our body, but what if I took that massager and just massaged my head and my face? Now, it's not unusual that people massage their face. They massage their forehead when they feel tension. They massage their face when they feel upset or uptight. And they say relax, they say peace, they say let go. And as we say those things to ourselves, we become peaceful. But sometimes a massage, your fingertips, or a massager or whatever, or somebody else even, going over your head, gently touching all the areas of your scalp, of your head, of your eyes, of your ears, your nose, and all around, you do things that are utterly marvelous. Now it has been found that around the temples and around the eyes and around the ears, when you massage it gently and lovingly and sensitively, firmly, but not too firmly, that there's a relaxation that takes place there. Now, we know within our ears are the little bacilli, the little hairs that are there. And these hairs somehow can be traumatized, somehow can be disturbed or even destroyed. But everything reveals itself. That's nature's way. Everything rebuilds itself, no matter how old you get. If the body is loved, if the body is cared for, it rebuilds itself. It rebuilds itself in youth, of course, we know that very readily and very purposefully, because we can see how if a body is injured of a young person, it heals so quickly. Well, that can happen throughout all of the years of your life, whether you're 20, 30, 50, 70, 100, whatever, it really doesn't matter. We have stopped giving attention to various areas of our body, and because we've stopped giving attention, our loving attention, the healing agencies that are built in to each of the cells of our body, each of the aspects of our being, they sort of atrophy and go to sleep and no longer are attentive to the duty of healing and returning themselves to their original purity and integrity. But massage somehow enlivens the body, enlivens those areas. And when you take your fingers and massage around your face and your head and your eyes, they say that if you give yourself an eye massage, cupping your hands around your eyes, putting them in as absolute darkness as you can, and keeping it there for a few moments and taking them away and going back and doing it again a number of times, that your eyes become relaxed and become peaceful. Your eyes become very sensitive to a loving, peaceful atmosphere. And this is true about your ears and about your nose and about your face, about everything. Now, inside of your skull is your brain, and your brain is perhaps your most dynamic aspect of your body insofar as the work that it does. And the brain is inside of this cranium, this shell, and you think, well, now, knock, 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 you know, it's a hard thing and it's already preformed. But it's the case. And if you're carrying a violin and you have it in its case, do you ever care about the case of the violin? Do you ever polish the case, and do you ever wipe the case down to brush the dust off, or do you take a damp cloth and clean it off? Do you take as good a care of the case as you do the violin that's inside? Well, a person who really loves his violin, who really loves his musical instrument, who really loves his brain, will take care of his cranium, his case. And to take care of your case means that you gently, lovingly, with your fingertips or a massager or whatever you choose to do, every single day, a number of times during the day, gently massage your cranium, massage your brain, massage your head, massage around your eyes, massage around your ears, massage your whole head. The body is important too, and that we can talk about another time, but at the moment, let's just think about the head. Let's just think about our head and what a glorious vehicle it is for us. It carries the, so to speak, the intelligence that operates our body, that operates our life. And do we care about the container of our violin? Do we care about the container of the device that carries around all of our wisdom and all of our intelligence and all of our fun? Well, quite likely, no. Quite likely, we don't do that at all. It's a silly thing, but we don't do that. And we can. When a husband gives his wife a kiss, she tingles all over. When the children come in and love their mother and hug their mother and hug their dad and surround them with all of the snuggles and huggles. How wonderful that is. What a massage that is. Loving is a massage of life, of our being. And we can do that for ourselves. We don't need anyone else to do that. It's nice to have someone do that, but we don't need anyone else to do that. We can just massage our own self. We have a tendency to pick at ourselves with our fingertips and pick at any blemish or pick at anything, but instead of doing that, if we were to run our hands over our body and say that our skin is ideal, we have ideal skin, we have ideal body, we have ideal brain, we have ideal mind, we have ideal everything. And as we tingle and fall in love and feel like a little child, say, oh, mommy, I'm so glad I'm home. And they hug and snuggle you, and you feel so good inside. Well, do this to yourself purposely a number of times every day. And do this self purposely to those you love. Surround those you love with your finger massage and loving massage. And sometimes you can, just as a person is sitting there, you come up to them and you go to their back and you go right by their shoulder blades and you gently massage them. Not a rough Swedish massage, not a massage where you're trying to penetrate the muscles, but a massage that is sort of sending love through the body. This is our purpose here now. Sending love into the body. Now, we don't send love or take love or whatever, but we indicate by our caring touch and the gentleness of the touch how much we do care. Now, oftentimes you can be so gentle in touching another person that they'll right away think that it's a sexual thing, and far be it from that. It is a sensual thing. It is a caring thing. It is something so beautiful and so significant because the touch of love, the touch of wholeness, the touch of purity, the touch of goodness, the touch of life. Every day, take a few moments and take your hand and your fingers and go over your face, go over your head. You can do that every time you go into the bathroom. You just go in there and you sit on the stool and you just take a few moments and you just gently touch your head, gently touch your face, gently touch your eyes. Go over every bit of your body. And as you do this, you feel so wonderful. You feel so content. You feel so peaceful. You don't want to leave the bathroom. You have that private moment of doing that. Now, it doesn't take more than 2 or 3 minutes to massage your head gently, lovingly, and purposefully. Not the deep massage, just the gentle love touch. The love touch. I go up to my dog sometimes, and I just fed him an apple that we share each morning together. And we eat the apple, and he has half, and I have half. And as I give him the last half, and I have taken the last half for myself, I take my hands and I gently bring him up from his neck to around his face, around his eyes, around his ears, and he just stands there and says, "Oh, that is so nice. That is so good. My goodness sakes. If he feels that good about it, I should do it more often. And if he feels that good about it, how good would I feel if I did that to myself?" Just gently came up from my neck and then around my face and my eyes and just said, in my heart saying, "I love you, I love you." That's what I'm saying to my dog. That's what I'm saying to Rex. "I love you, I love you." And then he stands there and he just soaks it up. He knows it. We have a black cat called Jeannie. And she's very sensitive. She's been living in the garage while the other cats have been in the house. But now she's decided she's going to be part of the family. And she's going to come into the house. And so she's come into the house. And I let my hand hang over my chair. And she walks under my hand so that my hand will caress her. And then when she feels comfortable, then I take my hand and I gently snuggle her ears and snuggle her face and snuggle her chin and her forehead and her neck. And she just, "Oh, oh, oh." And she takes her tail and does all sorts of strange and wonderful signals with her tail. And she just stands there and arches her back and says, "You can keep this up as long as you like." But when she's done, when she's had enough, when she's had as much loving as she can handle for the moment, she walks away, and I don't feel that she's abandoning me or that I'm not making any progress of getting to know her. I just let her go. I don't own her. She doesn't own me. We just love each other. And when I talk to somebody, and I put my hands on their head or their face, and I take my healing hands, my loving hands, my touch, and I say, "You're wonderful. You're so fantastic." And the love that just bubbles out from me, the love that says, "All is right with the world. All is good," just makes them sort of tingle. They say, Deep breath and releasing it all and feeling so peaceful. The touch of love is something so beautiful. We can give it to ourselves. We can give ourselves the touch of love. And as we give ourselves the touch of love, what happens to us? As we give ourselves the touch of love, our entire life changes. All of the irritations go away. All of the feelings of unhappiness go away. And all the feelings of happiness bubble out. They're right there. They're waiting to bubble out, waiting to know that they're in a happy environment. They're waiting to know that the ambience of the world in which they are shining forth is going to be a receptive world. And just like two lovers holding hands, what are they doing? Are they massaging each other's hand, or are they just sending the impulses back and forth of their love? They're caring. You don't have to clutch the hand or hold the hand tightly or hold the hand loosely. You just hold the hand however it appeals to you. And your beloved knows that sensation, that touch. The touch of wholeness, the touch of love. Give it to yourself today. Give it to yourself and let it flow through your entire being. Let it flow through your entire life. Let it flow through you today, now. And as it flows through you, let it be the most glorious, fulfilling, rewarding experience of your day. And that's just one of them. You come home for lunch, and before you sit down and eat your lunch, you sit down. But you sit at the table, and you close your eyes. Oh, you're going to say your mealtime prayer. How lovely. Let's close your eyes. Now take your hand and gently touch your face. Gently massage your face, going over your eyes, your ears, your nose, your head, your scalp, going over all of you and saying, I love you, 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 I love you. And how wonderful it is. And then you say, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. And you open your eyes, and then you bless the food as you look at it, and you say, wow, am I blessed. I bless this food with all the love that's in me. And as you eat the food, it just does everything that's right. And when you have had sufficient, you stop eating. You may still have food on your plate, but when you're sufficient, you stop eating. It's not that the food wasn't good, or that not that you had too much, but you had enough. And you don't have to excuse yourself from anything. When you are done massaging your face, or massaging your body, or massaging yourself, or massaging your friend, and you've had enough, just stop. No excuse. No say, well, later, another time, blah, blah. Just stop. And that's all it takes. Sometimes you can massage your entire head in 1 minute, in just 60 seconds, or even less. Because you're not trying to give yourself a deep massage that penetrates all the fibers of your head. You're giving yourself a gentle massage that says, I love you, 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 I love you. Oh. And then you go on with your day and your life and your way. And as you do this, you feel just wonderful. Join with me in this sense of awareness, this sense of caring, this sense of being the divine that you are today. And as you do this, you'll realize that's what life is all about. That's what life is all about. To care. Starting with yourself. I love you. I love you. I love you.